Well, as we heard on Breakfast yesterday, Christmas Island could play host to Australia's first ever trial of industrial-grade hemp. If the commercial trials go ahead, medical cannabis could become one of the remote territory's biggest income earners, along with the Immigration Detention Centre, of course. Territory's Minister Paul Fletcher has been on Christmas Island this week to talk to locals and to take a look at their infrastructure needs. Paul Fletcher spoke with political editor Alison Carabine.
Paul Fletcher, welcome to Breakfast.
Thank you.
Christmas Island is looking at ways to diversify its economy. There is some enthusiasm on the island to develop a medical cannabis industry. From what you've seen and heard over the past few days, do you see much potential for such an industry on Christmas Island?
Well, I think there's a broader question of increasing the amount of agriculture on Christmas Island. I've been briefed on some fascinating projects, including one where the mining company Phosphate Resources Limited is working with Murdoch University on rehabilitating land and using it to grow agricultural produce. Now, there has been also some suggestion that Christmas Island could be a suitable location for growing medicinal cannabis. It is potentially a situation where the isolation and remoteness could be a strength because of allowing the movement of cannabis to be observed closely and security arrangements to be maintained and so on. Still very early days on that particular proposal, although if the proponent firms that up, then certainly the government will be prepared to consider it.
So there are some legislative hurdles that still need to be cleared before trials could begin, but is this the type of lateral thinking that Christmas Island needs to engage in to kick along its economy?
Well, look, I think medicinal cannabis is certainly one possibility in relation to the Christmas Island economy. The broader question is that there is not very much agriculture which occurs here right now. And so the trial that I have been briefed on and that I had the opportunity to visit to look at rehabilitating former mining land, then using that to produce crops is certainly extremely interesting. I also visited a organic produce venture, which is well advanced. And the rationale for that is to provide a source of fresh fruit and vegetables on the island, with most foodstuffs having to be imported. And fresh fruit and vegetables are pretty expensive here on Christmas Island, and that, of course, has ongoing sort of health and lifestyle issues if it's difficult for people to afford good quality food.
Okay, now you mentioned the high food prices on Christmas Island. Christmas Island is home to the infamous $14 week-old limp lettuce. Now, part of the problem is a lack of fertile land to grow their own fruit and vegetables, but also because of the detention centre, that in part is being blamed. The Christmas Island Detention Centre is the biggest employer of locals. It's given people jobs, but the fly-in, fly-out workforce has forced up prices, including for lettuces and many other items. Is the jury still out on whether it's been a force for good or a force for bad for the locals?
I think that the detention centre has clearly had a significant economic impact, injecting a lot of money into the local economy. It's brought a lot of people here who work in the detention centre. At the same time, the issue in public policy terms from the point of view of the island is, I guess, economic growth and sustainability, with numbers in the immigration detention centre well down now, reflecting, of course, the strong border control policies of the Abbott and Turnbull government.
But that's going to hurt the local economy, isn't it, Paul Fletcher? That will hurt the local economy as those asylum seeker numbers continue to dwindle.
Well, certainly the level of employment generated by the detention centre is lower than it has been some years ago. Clearly, one of the subjects of my discussions over the last couple of days with community leaders and members here has been economic growth and diversification on Christmas Island.
Christmas Island is now synonymous with asylum and detention, to an extent rioting. The island has tried to reinvent itself as a tourist destination. It is, as you say, an ecological wonder, but it still doesn't seem to attract many holidaymakers. It clearly has an image problem. How big a turnoff is the detention centre to tourists?
I think there's certainly no substitute for coming here and seeing that, first of all, the island is much bigger than I had expected. The detention centre is one small physical feature of a large island. Clearly, the marketing challenge in attracting tourists to Christmas Island from Australia and elsewhere is to increase people's awareness of the unique features of this island, its unique ecological features, the natural beauty. Industry leaders, tourism industry leaders on Christmas Island have the same challenge as any other destination, which is getting visibility and attention in a crowded marketplace. And that's certainly been the subject of some of the discussions I've had over the last day or so here on Christmas Island.
Okay, but the island does face some pretty major challenges. Infrastructure needs a major kick along. I understand there's no adult education, no aged care services, mental health services and so forth on Christmas Island. How much more money is Canberra prepared to kick in, considering it's a very long way from the Australian mainland and it's home to only 3,000 people?
Well, the Commonwealth provides a wide range of services on Christmas Island. In some senses, the challenges in providing services to a community like this are not dissimilar with the challenges in providing services to very remote locations on the Australian mainland. There is an active local economy. The mine, as I've mentioned, is a significant generator of employment. One of the decisions I'll be announcing today is that the government will provide 50-year leases to Phosphate Resources Limited, the mining company. Of course, it's very important that we have a balance between the mining activities here and the preserving the unique natural environment. 63% of the island is a national park, and that, of course, is another economic strength as well as being very important as a matter of environmental policy.
Minister, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Alison.
That's Paul Fletcher, the Minister for Major Projects, Territories and Local Government, speaking to Alison Carabine.